I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations says famine in Somalia has now spread to the south central area of the country. It means that half of the country's population is in crisis, as evidenced by the thousands who arrive daily at the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya. Food for the Hungry's Alex Maura says of the new arrivals,
"The emotional and physical strain on families is evident. And when they come into Kenya, they're neither sojourners nor have they reached home."
FH teams are providing food, medicine, and water, but they're looking to do more. Ask God to use their efforts to bring relief and the hope of Christ to people. Meanwhile, a first often marks a rite of passage that includes independence, growth, and excitement. Cure Niger is getting ready to mark its own first in October with its one-year anniversary. Among the highlights was a visit from the Free to Smile team of 8 medical professionals. They treated 30 kids with cleft lip and palate. Cure's focus is on transformation through Christ, but the outer transformation was obvious with a child's first smile. And some estimates say this group represents as many as 80 million people without access to Scripture. But Jim Dowsett says Wycliffe Bible Translators has far from forgotten the deaf. They're expanding their outreach.
Wycliffe wants to get God's word to his world. The deaf are part of God's world. Now Wycliffe is more pointedly attempting to get the Scriptures to the deaf.
They're doing it by partnering with DOOR, Deaf Opportunity Outreach International. Pray this partnership will accelerate translation and get the word to more people faster. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a great missions resource. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with Scripture in both Russian and English. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.